I look back over my life, it's full of surprises. I never thought I would become friends with people in different countries all over the world.
Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his own
living. Let us deliver the cross tonight.
I see how God's hand guided me. When I began preaching many years ago, it was not with any thoughts that I'd be preaching to large audiences. Is in great need of a spiritual awakening. Well, there have been times that I've wept as I've gone from city to city and I've seen how far people have wandered from God. Of all the things that I've seen and heard, there's only one message that can change people's lives and hearts.
There is a way if you come by the way of the cross.
Tell people about the meaning of the cross. Not the cross that hangs on a wall or around someone's neck.
We receive our freedom purchased by the ransom at the cross.
But the real cross of Christ.
The cross expresses the great love of God.
It's scarred and bloodstained. His was a rugged cross.
His real purpose for coming was to die.
I know that many will react to this message, but it is the truth. And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
God says, I love you. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love.
And he loves you, willing to forgive you of all your sins. The cross is offensive because it confronts people. Even so, it's a confrontation that all of us must face. I look out across an audience when I stand up to preach, and I think of all the people with their different backgrounds and their various needs. And I know that they are objects of God's mighty love. To the point that he gave his son, his only son, to die upon a cross. And the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans for criminals. And Jesus endured all that in our place because of our sins. We deserve the cross. We deserve hell. We deserve judgment and all that that means. I know that there are many people that dispute that. People don't want to hear that they're sinners. To many people, it's an offense. The cross is offensive because it directly confronts the evils which dominate so much of this world. One reason that the cross is an offense to people is because it demands, doesn't suggest, it demands a new lifestyle in all of us. Sin is a disease in the human heart. It affects the mind and the will and the emotions. Every part of our being is affected by this disease. How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free? God helps us break those chains. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Everything becomes new. It can make you a totally new person. On that cross, God was laying on Jesus our sins. They not only put nails in his hands, but before that, they scourged him. A Roman scourge was a terrible thing. They took whips and pellets on those whips and beat a person almost to death. And then they took that cross and made him carry the cross, which was in his weakened condition, was almost impossible. But he carried that cross to a place outside of Jerusalem. And then they put nails in his hands. But that was not the real suffering. The real suffering is when he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In that terrible moment, he and God the Father were separated. He shed his blood, and the shedding of that blood carries with it God's very life. There is no other way of salvation except through the cross of Christ. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." The only way to the Father, Father God, is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, why Jesus? He's the only one that was born into this world without sin. But more than that, he was the righteous one. And when you come to him, you're clothed in his righteousness. God no longer sees your sin. He no longer sees your own heart. He sees Jesus. When you come to Christ, you come by the way of repentance. Repent means to change. To change your way of living and turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ and say, "I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I know that you're the only one that can change me." Today, I'm asking you to put your trust in Christ. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, sentence by sentence, after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you've died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
He's alive! I've given my life not to a dead Christ, but to a living Christ. And he's given me a song to sing. He's given me a flag to follow. I have reason for existence. I know where I've come. I know why I'm here. I know where I'm going.
Well, good morning, everybody, on a Saturday morning, the day after Good Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your independent clergy on the iHeartRadio Network. I want to remind you before we get started, I hope you enjoyed the Billy Graham about the cross, and also a personal invitation for you as well. If we can help you out on anything, you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email me up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, and y'all can message me there as well. And if you're on Twitter, you can Twitter me at morningsbrew. Okay? All right, well, let's kick it off on some music about the wonderful cross. Michael W. Smith.
Oh.
Amen. And you know what? Above all, boy, I'll tell you, if that don't hit you, I don't know what else will. And that, my friends, is on Michael W. Smith, one of his songs. I might be playing another one here in a minute. I hope you guys are enjoying some of his special music. The day before he is risen on Easter and alive and well. But you know, it's always nice to reflect back and we should always be reflecting and be very thankful for what God has done for us, because he has done a lot. And a lot of times we just think about ourselves and forget the most important thing, and that is Jesus. Now, my friend, the late Carmen has got a song I want y'all to hear, and it's Jesus Paid It All.
His presence, there is joy beyond measure. And at His feet, peace of mind can still be found.
Amen, and I hope you guys are being blessed by this wonderful, exciting music. I got two more songs, and then we're going to close out on this special. And I want you to stay tuned. On our next podcast, we're also going to have one on the Kids Version podcast that I hope that the parents will let the children hear as well. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Here we go. Celebrate Jesus, my friend, your friend, Don Malone.
Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. stand strong today. But the scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now,
That's right, I hope you have decided, like me and Carmen have, and others, decided to follow Jesus, because that's the greatest gift, like I've always preached on and talked about. Well, guys, we are just one day tomorrow, which would be on Sunday, Easter Sunday. That's right, you want to be ready for that. Well, let's lead off in a prayer. What do you say? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for the special music, the touching of the hearts. Father God, I just pray you be with the lost out there, the ones that want to know you. May they be reached and touched, whether it's either through music or ministry work that is done through the preaching through the preachers out there in America. And Father God, I pray our ministry, our podcast and iHeartRadio and other networks that I have, what can be an outreach to others too as well. For we love you in Christ's name. Amen. I want to remind you, prayer requests, questions, comments, or you got touched or just everything, feel free. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Okay. I also want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life as you get ready to celebrate Easter, because he is risen and he is alive and well. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Have a great day. Bye for now.